Well, our moms think we're funny.
Okay, we back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to try reading Chapter 2 of Tales Gets Trolled, and that's probably all I'm going to have the mental bandwidth to do. It is extremely late. It is currently 11:50 p.m. on a work night. So I am probably not going to get to bed till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning at this rate. But you know, the first chapter was so nice, I figured we gotta give chapter 2 a read, and, you know, maybe if Turk goes on, you know, another vacation with his pirate buddies, or, you know, if he starts a podcast with him or something, you know, maybe we'll come back to this someday, I don't know, but right now, we're just gonna do chapter 2, but I figured, before we jump into chapter 2, a couple of things. First of all, I'm gonna figure out ahead of time how many pages this is gonna be, so if I need to pick up the pace, I will know. Second of all, Tales Gets Trolled has a store, so we're gonna check out that store for sure. But first, we're going to say, how many pages in Tales Gets Trolled, Chapter 2? Whoa, the Tales Gets Trolled wiki. The ultimate Tales Gets Trolled wiki has a list of all the pages in the order they were released, so that's wild, man. So, okay, another 21-page chapter. Not bad. Okay, so this person has some structure. Again, that tells me that they're not doing the Sonichu thing, because, like, there was no rhyme or reason to the page counts in Sonichu. Crazy stuff. But let's check out this store. The Tales Gets Trolled store. Oh my god. Physical editions. They have physical books printed. Oh my lord. Let's check the price on these. Oh my god. I could get physical paperback volumes of Tales Gets Trolled. And it's on Amazon? $30. Ugh. $30 is a lot. 138 pages, though. In chapter 7 through 13 for part 2. It's prime delivery, though. Yo, I could get this shit in, like, 3 days, man, 4 days. $30 a piece, that ain't awful. I mean, tomorrow's payday. Okay, let's see what else. Oh, so we've got a shirt that just says NASCAR in the Times New Roman font. That's Cario's shirt. Of course, they have the Tails Trolled face, which also shows me that they're very self-aware. They know that it's a meme, so they've made merch of it. We've got the Unsettled Tom face. I didn't realize that Tom face was from this. I did not realize that was a Tales Gets Trolled thing. That's wild. I do love the NASCAR shirt. I'd kind of like to get that for a tentatively titled, not gonna lie. What is this coyote mug? I don't recognize that panel. We've got Pori's hood, which is like a hoodie with just a 7 on it. Got some like seatbelt facts. We've got one for Jacko the Troll. We've got the Troll Slayers, which is a poster and stickers. We've got a zoomed in Tom face. That's kind of funny. I kind of like that. Gonna check the price on that. Whoa, did not mean to open that. A new window, new tab, please. And the Milidox shirt, which is actually pretty awesome looking. I can't believe. Okay, so chapters 1 through 13, but there's 27 and a half chapters, or 26 and a half chapters. So that's a bit whack. But yeah, let's check some of these prices, man. Let's check some of these prices on these shirts. The NASCAR shirt, it's Creator Spring. Okay, I've bought from Creator Spring. I kind of want that Cario shirt, man. It's from chapter 7. The description says, Cario's NASCAR shirt from Chapter 7, Tales Gets Trolled. You wouldn't have to keep dumping off not-needed kids if unprotected sex wasn't awesome. Wow. Sure. Oh, I gotta get that coffee mug, man. The, It's the it's a Wile E. Coyote panel, which I have never seen this panel before, but it's just him saying, "Ah, that's good coffee. Sigh, this is good. Oh, I kind of need that. That's only $17. How's that looking, pink? Yeah? Yeah? Shit, am I legit going to have to buy some Tales Controlled merch? Okay, the seatbelts, no text. That's 25. And the Milidox shirt, which is only available in white. Shit. Why do the coolest shirt designs have to come only in white? I don't wear a lot of white shirts because it gets ruined so easily. I've had some great, great white shirts, and they always get stained. And so then you have to wash them, like, totally alone to avoid that. But... All right. Well, I'm probably going to get that NASCAR shirt. That's pretty hype. That's some type shit right there. All right. So Tales Controlled, Chapter 2, Trolls Attack. Man, we're already 10 minutes in. Yeah, I'm going to have to go through this fairly quick. But yeah, this is so entertaining. This is so entertaining. I know I'm not adding a whole lot to this. I'm not being incredibly funny with this. But, man, I'm just having a good time. You know, this is purely for me, purely something I enjoy. I had to suffer through 80 Rob Liefeld drawings, 4 hours worth of criticizing Rob Liefeld art and diagnosing it and critiquing it and trying to figure out how do you improve on that shit. And, like, basically going toe-to-toe with an industry professional. This, I'm just reading because I enjoy it and it's funny to me, so, you know, it's whatever. So, yep. Oh, that was good. That was our second shot of J&B Scotch. If you're not a heavy drinker, you're probably not gonna, like, get this, but some people know, like, if you're drinking, like, really, really hard liquor, and it hits the back of your tongue just right, then it just kind of, like, sends a shockwave through your taste buds. I think that's more what's typically happening when people cough. It's not the burn in the throat, it's more of that, but at least that's what it is for me. But anyway, so yeah, we're gonna jump into chapter 2 here. Alright. So, when last we left our situation, everybody's been brutally murdering trolls, and we just ended with Mario and Luigi brutally murdering trolls. So, Mario's looking real grim here, and then back to Tails. Tails is walking along with a lollipop, and he says, "Ha ha 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 ha! What's that sound?" And then somebody's bullying Kirby. Like, of all the characters to not bully, like, Kirby is, like, the nicest fucking character. Like, don't bully Kirby. Bully Crash Bandicoot. Like, Crash Bandicoot's a jackass. Spyro's a simp. Like, bully those guys. I don't know. Bully, like, Croc. Definitely bully the Sonic characters. Like, I'm a huge, huge Sonic fan, but, like, good God, like, bully them. But, like, don't bully Kirby, like, good lord, he's, like, the most wholesome thing ever. But anyway, yeah, so, goth dude is bullying Kirby, and says, "Painfully, because of your ugly face, I can only imagine how it must be for you not having a penis. I mean, there's no way to recover from that messed up deformity." Then he starts smoking a cigarette, but he has lit the filter end. So he's got the white tip in his mouth, but he's burning the filter. That's got to be intentional. This shit has to be intentional. But yeah, he says, "I wouldn't want to see the two creatures that made you." I love that shocked look on Kirby's face, too. Kirby's just standing there like, oh. It's like the look on Walt's face when the neo-Nazis kill Hank. Oh, sorry, spoilers, but... Shit, like, everybody knows that meme reaction image of, like, Walt just, like, looking down and his mouth's open, and he's like, oh. So, yeah, then Tails gets mad because, you know, it's Kirby, man, it's Kirby. Kirby's fucking wholesome. Don't bully Kirby. And Tails says, "There's a troll. Just remember what Shadow showed me. Hey, troll." And he says, fuck you, gives him the finger. I love that he dedicates, like, gigantic panels. All these panels are fairly uniform in size until it comes to the character just flipping off the camera and saying, fuck you. Somehow Tails is down to two tails, finally. I guess he finally realized. It's like, yeah, good job, buddy. Based. He's still burning his cigarette on the wrong end, but he says, oh, you must be Tails. And Tails says, and you must be a asshole troll that talks shit about everyone. The troll says, I point out everyone's flaws and problems. Simply pointing out you're nothing.
You're nothing. You're no talent.
Tails says,
fuck you, trolls. Die!
Lunges at the bully, kicks his foot up, and brings it down in a heel hammer strike, which the bully promptly blocks.
Tails says he blocked it.
And then ricochets off. Oh shit, man. My phone is blowing up. Blowing up. Some number I don't recognize. saying, hey, Komi, it's Turk. I managed to steal one of the pirates' phones. You need to get your ass out here and get me out of here quick. Speaking of trolls, am I right? Like, good lord, I'm trying to record a podcast, and this random-ass number, I'm just going to, report this number as spam. Hold on. There we go. Okay. Yep, just reported that as spam and blocked the number, so Jesus Christ, I don't know what's wrong with people. Like, everybody knows this is my recording time, man. Like, come on. It's midnight. I've got like 45 more minutes of recording. I gotta get to bed. I got work in the morning. Anyway, so Tails kicks off the bully, lands, drags his feet down across the ground, and says, all right, you better get ready to die. Then we get some, like, crazy, scratchy motion lines. Tails is jacked in that panel. He is hench. Good grief. I need to hire this guy to draw some of my comics. And then we get four panels of Tails just getting punched in the face slowly. The guy is punching towards the camera. Tails looking shocked. And then Tails still looking shocked as the fist gets closer, and then the fist hits him, and he's got blood squirting out from between every tooth. Tails stumbles over and lands and says, bastard! And then wham, swings his tails at him. The dude casually dodges. No effort. And then elbows Tails in the stomach, causing more blood to spurt out of his mouth. Tails goes flying! He lands. I didn't know there was trolls that knew how to fight. Tails, literally every troll has known how to fight. We saw, like, 6, 7, 8 trolls die in the last issue. Like, shitloads of trolls died last issue. They all put up a pretty decent fight, except maybe the first two. Like, trolls know how to fight, man. And, like, that also applies to, like, IRL, for those of you who, like, want to take lessons from Tails Gets Trolled. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Us trolls, we know how to throw hands, man. Like, calling you a retard and gay is not our only recourse, it's just our first option, because that's the funniest. But, like, yeah, you want to try to, like, throw a kick or whatever, then yeah, you know, we'll slap the shit out of you, that's what we do. Anyway, so the bully drops his ciggy, and, you know, I guess smoking it from, like, the tip instead of the filter, I guess that's, like, a Kramer-style thing. Like, Kramer from Seinfeld, he did that, like, twice. Did it with a cigar and did it with a cigarette. But anyway, so the bully says, if you was smart, you will take this as a warning for next time. Tails gets up and once again repeats, bastard! Bully says, if you was smart, you would leave. Tails punches him. He says, well, now I know you're not smart. And blood starts leaking out of his head. Tails says, fuck you! You need to die, troll! Punches him again. This dude is just, like, not reacting to the pain at all, by the way. He says, if this is all you got, then I should warn you. If you keep this route, that is not how you spell route. I mean, this has been fraught with spelling errors anyway, but yeah, R-O-U-G-H-T. So yeah, if you keep this route, you'll die. He grabs Tails' throat. Tails calms instantly. No. No, he grabs Tails' throat. He says, let me make myself clear. Don't even try it. I could have broke your fucking neck. Tails says, sigh. The troll says, get out of here. And then he says, I need a smoke, as Tails falls backwards, or runs away. Tails is running away, sorry. Those action lines were confusing. And goddammit, he is sticking the tip in first again, instead of the filter end. Ugh. I mean, obviously, again, I know this is ironic at this point, but it is so hilariously bad, and it, like, that kind of thing, just like, that sets off my OCD. Like, that real mild branch of autism that just has my brain firmly enshackled is just like, no, stop putting that into the cigarette in your mouth, my god, what's wrong with you? It's just one of those weird OCD things, but yeah, like, they knew what they were doing, but anyway, we cut, it's now colored completely differently. It almost looks like it was colored with markers, but it's probably still digital, they're just using, like, different brush settings, but it definitely looks marker colored now. Which, again, they were probably pulling from Sonichu there. So Shadow's asleep. Somebody once again steps on a maple leaf because, my god, stupid people. So every time Shadow falls asleep... okay, they address it. Goddamn. My brain is on the same wavelength as this comic, and I don't like it. I don't like my brain being on that wavelength, man. But yeah, so Shadow says, how many people are going to step on that leaf? Whoever it is, come back later. I haven't had any sleep. It, of course, is Silver. He says, it's me, Shadow, and I need your help. Shadow stands up and says, let me guess, you're getting trolled. Come on, dude. Can't this wait until tomorrow? Silver says, no, it can't. This guy isn't like any troll I've seen before. He was smart, and he knew a lot about me. Shadow says, that is odd. Most trolls are stupid. All right. I'll help you. I'm going to call some friends to back us up, so we can end them for good. We get two more trolls. They are unfortunate looking guys. At first I thought it was Bebop and Rocksteady, but they're just hideous. And they're just bullying Goombas again. Like, of all the creatures to bully, they're just, like, hyper-fixated on Goombas. You would think they'd be bullying Pokemon, but I guess it's too much effort to draw. Like, Goombas are easy to draw. But yeah, got, like, purple hair, and we got another bald guy, but this one doesn't look like me. So purple hair says, you're small and funny to look at and stuff. And bald guy says, yeah, duh, you're a butthole face. The Goomba just looks shocked. I love that all these characters react to getting bullied in the same way, of just like, oh, they said that about me. Your boss gots to be retarded. I know I would be if I had to deal with you ugly. And then, looming in the shadow, I can only assume it's Bowser, says, who is talking about me? Oh, shit. It's Jack Black! No, it's Bowser, King of the Koopas. That is probably one of the worst depictions of Bowser I've ever seen, but yeah, it's all good. He says, I don't take insults lightly, and I don't really care for morons like you. The trolls say, we didn't mean anything with our insults. The other guy, a bald guy, says, we was just joking. Bowser looms over them and says, I don't like jokes, and I don't like assholes. Yo, Jack Black, if you could read Bowser's dialogue for this chapter, I would be ecstatic, man. like, hit me up. If you got a cameo, man, I'll pay you on Camelot for that. I don't like jokes, and I don't like assholes. The bald troll says, we are sorry. It wasn't a very good joke, I'll tell you that now, but there's no need for us to not start over. Bowser says, "Ah, lies!" At least they increased the font size for that scream. And then he breathes fire on both, on at least purple hair. I thought he was getting bald guy too, but yeah, just incinerates purple hair. Bald guy says, "No!" That no panel, I might have to use that as a profile picture. He didn't look like me until that panel, now he looks just like me. So there's a big, what I assume, ball of fire, and bald troll says, and the ashes just crumble to nothing. Bowser looms over bald troll. He says, "I'm so, so sorry. If you let me live, I'll suck your dick." Nah, see, that troll ain't nothing like me. That first troll, definitely like me. That first troll, 100% Akomi. That was like Akomi classic. This troll, nothing like me. I would never offer to like suck someone's dick if they let me live. You know, anybody who's listened to this podcast for more than one season knows Akomi can't wait to die. So, yeah. Nice try. That's a Bowser reaches down, he grabs his head, and the guy is screaming, "Ah!" And Bowser crushes his head and says, "The trolls really was annoying." And he stomps away. That was page 7, so we are now... we're a fourth of the way through. Right? No, that... No. Oh, yeah. No, we're a fourth of the way through. No, we're a third of the way through. God, I'm stupid. Yeah, because that was page 7, so 7, 14, 21. Yeah. We are a third of the way through. Maybe I'll have another shot. Should I? Because this isn't really, like, bad in the traditional sense. This is, like, so bad it's good. This is, like, entertaining bad. It's bad on purpose. It's stylistic suck. Like, it is, it's a very respected art style form in Japan. I'm going to pour myself another shot. I didn't, you know, I only did the one shot at the beginning of the first episode. I did a shot at the beginning of this episode. I could do a third shot. Could definitely use another shot. I will say I think it's a very, very good choice that they started making their coloring instead of just flat MS Paint style colors. They started making it look like the marker stuff because that makes it look like Chris-Chan stuff. That said, I kind of prefer the look of the flat digital colors, but you know, that's just a personal choice. I think this makes it look more Chris-Chan-ish, and I think that was a very, very smart move. So, yeah. Shadow says, "They should be here soon." Silver says, "They are. Look." Shadow says, "So who else did you guys get?" I'm assuming this is Silver talking. He says, "Well, we found some of the..." No, this is... Yeah, okay. I can't see that tail on the speech balloon. No, that's pointed at Mario. Mario says, "Well... we found some of the best troll fighters. They are really good at what they do." Luigi says, "Yes, well, they have their own way for fighting the trolls." Who the fuck is this guy? Oh. Apparently it's a League of Legends character. He says, "Well, I know from being on League of Legends for so long, it's pointless to talk back to the trolls. So I just agree with them, and it pisses them off." Oh, that's a good strategy. Sorry I didn't recognize him, everybody. You know, I mean, League of Legends, like, sorry, I have sex. Don't know what to tell you. Bugs Bunny, for some reason, he says, "Yeah, I used to be troll, but I found out a way to stop it. I do all kinds of stupid and gay shit. They can't troll you if you dress up as a girl and kiss them. I don't like doing it, but it works." I mean, that is truly what Bugs does in real life. Like, in the cartoons, that's what Bugs does. This whole, I don't like doing it, but it works, it's because he wants to establish that Bugs Bunny is not gay. But, you know, I've said this many, many a time on the podcast, I've said it to Turk many, many a times, like, once is an accident, twice is a coincidence, three times is a pattern. You know, if I catch you pissing your pants once, then you can write that off of like, oh yeah, you know, it was an accident. It's like, okay, that's fair. Maybe you had too much to drink. Maybe you've, like, been, like, keeping up your hydration and you drove 100 miles and you haven't been able to get out of the car for 2 hours. Sure, sure. And then you do it twice. It's like, well, that's a coincidence. You know, it's really weird. You know, I've never seen any of my acquaintances piss their pants, but Jim, I've seen piss his pants twice. But then, you know, it happens a third time. It's like, I'm starting to think Jim might like pissing his pants. I'm going to say the same thing about Bugs. You know, you can say Bugs doesn't like doing it, but it works. But, you know, my argument is that's kind of Bugs' go-to. Anytime somebody's coming after him, then Bugs cross-dresses and kisses them right on the mouth. So, you know, I'm kind of the opinion that Bugs is, like, looking for that excuse. It's like, oh, yeah, oh, hey. Hey, Elmer Fudd's back in town? God damn. Alright, I'm gonna pick me up some new pumps. Gonna give me a nice little backless number with some sequins on it this time around. You know, I wouldn't say that Bugs doesn't like it. My personal opinion, yeah, he's kinda digging it. So then we've got the Hulk. I was trolled until I got bigger and stronger than them. Now I am feared. And I'm assuming this is like a Roblox character. At first I thought Minecraft Steve, but now he says, "Hi, I'm Rob. People can't troll me because I have no ears. They can't troll me if I can't hear them." Either he's an OC, and that is like the stupidest idea for an OC I've ever heard of, or he's a Roblox character, because I don't think Roblox characters have ears. So yeah, you have Shadow, the Awesome, Hulk, the Power, Bugs, the Gay, League of Legends guy, the Bastard, Rob, the guy with no ears, Mario, the Firepower, and Luigi, the Sissy. Together, we make the Troll Slayers. Yo, that's wild. So that's all the stuff we saw in the merch store, all the Troll Slayers posters. But, you know, I will say, okay, we're half an hour in, we're only on page 8, shit, but, you know, I will say, Bugs Bunny, like, Dragon Magazine wrote his stats for being a D&D encounter, and just by, like, second edition rules, he was, like, fucking ridiculously powerful, because he's a trickster god. Like, if you apply Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes logic into any kind of a world like that, anything like a video game, anything like D&D, where there's like rules that have to define what he's capable of, it's god level stuff. Bugs Bunny is a very malevolent trickster god who, you know, as long as you don't bother him, it's fine, but the minute that you piss him off, then he fucks everybody's shit up. So yeah, Bugs was an interesting choice, but I don't think that, like, lions trying to eat him and Gossamer trying to eat him and, like, Elmer Fudd trying to hunt him, I don't think that counts as being trolled, but, you know, what do I know? What do I know? Silver says, "Hey, what about me? You didn't give me a name? I'm part of this group, too." Shadow says, "Fine, I'll give you a name. The Money Guy." Money has never been part of Silver's character at all. You could have brought, like, Uncle Scrooge in, and, you know, the Beagle Boys, quote-unquote, troll him by trying to steal his money, and then Scrooge is the Money Guy. Oh, okay, there. See, this is why I haven't been commentating on this much, because every time I bring something up, they address it in the very next panel, because this is how my fucking brain works. This comic is literally my brain, and I hate it. Silver says, "The Money Guy is a retarded name. Call me the Smart Guy or something." Luigi says, "Yeah, I don't really like the name you gave me, the Sissy." Shadow says, fuck the names, they're nothing. Okay, back to what I was talking about. We need a hideout. Rom says, what did you say? Shadow says, I said that we need a hideout. Rom says, what is he saying? I can't hear what? Shadow says, oh yeah, I forgot he can't hear. Rom says, what? I don't have fucking ears. Yo, Rob feels like something that the Game Grumps would come up with. Mario says, we can't stay at Peach's castle. Too much toads there.
Bug says, yeah, we can hide out in my place. We will never be found.
Tails staggers up, battered and bloodied.
Sonic says, Tails?
Tails falls to his knees.
Sonic says, Tails!
And runs up to him. He picks him up and says, I got you, buddy. Sorry, Tails, if this looks gay to the viewers. He's like so determined that he's not gay, he's gotta like make sure to address the camera with a wink and a nod. Sorry if this looks gay. Tails says,
it's alright.
Sonic says, who did this to you?
Tails says, some emo-looking troll.
Sonic scowls and looks evil again. Cut to Bugs Bunny's rabbit hole. Yo, I'd like to get into Bugs Bunny's rabbit hole, if you know what I'm saying. Nah, not Bugs. Lola. Yeah, there we go. I mean, you know, like, back in the day, before they had a point to the character. You know, the Space Jam days, the Cath Susie Lola. Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. All right. Okay, guys, due to the fact that Hulk isn't able to sit down in here, one of you will have to fill him in on the plan later. But for now, we will come up with the plan. So I guess the dude just didn't want to draw the Hulk. Yo, Luigi's dressed as Mr. L from Super Paper Mario. Which is a great look for Luigi. Like, wow, nobody played Super Paper Mario back in the day. It just got a cult following later. That kind of surprises me. Shadow says, okay, everyone, do you guys see this paper? Well, there's nothing on it yet, but there will be. Bugs points to Rob and says, hey, can you put that on a coaster? Shadow says, Bugs, he can't hear you. And you really need to chill. We will clean after ourselves. Luigi, or should I say Mr. L, says, we need a plan. Mario says, Luigi, why are you dressed up? We're not superheroes. We are troll killers. So why don't you take that gay shit off? Shadow says, guys, come on. We need focus, okay? Any ideas to stop the trolls once and for all? Random League of Legends guy, who I don't know, says, we need something that they couldn't help to troll, and something that will draw more than one troll to something even the boss won't to troll.
Feels like it was written by an Indian man who's very much so still learning the ropes of English.
Bugs says, we will draw them in with something even non-trolls hate. Something everyone hates. Something so big all the trolls couldn't miss.
Is it going to be My Little Pony or Pokemon or furries or, like, what? Help me out here. Like, foot fetish stuff? I don't know.
Luigi, or Mr. L, says, I got it. There is only a couple of things that all the trolls couldn't miss to troll. We stage a fake Justin Bieber concert.
Ah, shit. That's not timely now. That wasn't even timely in 2011, man. Like, Justin Bieber, like, I guess he was still popular in 2011. Shit.
I don't know. He was kind of fading off by, like, 2015. Has kind of lost all relevance now. We cut to a very dark area, the man in silhouette, who I'm assuming is still, like, the troll boss, says, what is it? Emo Troll says, sir, we found Justin Bieber concert flyers on the internet. We should get ready.
The boss, immediately seeing through it, says, "It's a trap. Shadow set this up to draw us in. I know, I read Beaver's blog." The anime troll says, "What should we do, sir? I have something that will put this in our favor." Totally different font on favor. I'm assuming that's anime troll and not emo troll. It's so dark. Says, "What's that?" He says, "I have a hostage, and they won't think to try anything when they find that out. Bring him in." And oh my god, it's Daffy Duck. Yo, they got Daffy Duck held hostage. He's got duct tape wrapped around his eyes. Hey, duct tape, that's clever. That's clever. We cut over to Shadow again. "Thanks again for paying for the stage and all of it. I can't thank you enough." And Wile E. Coyote, who is a famously silent character, I believe Wile E. Coyote only spoke in the episode where he's trying to catch Bugs, and he introduces himself as a genius. He, like, gives Bugs the card. He's like, "Allow me to introduce myself. Wile E. Coyote. Genius." All the Roadrunner cartoons, he's totally silent, so I guess they're pulling from the episode where he's, like, interacting with Bugs. But he says, "It's my pleasure, you guys." God, punctuation would help! He says, "It's my pleasure. You guys did help me kill the Roadrunner, after all. It's the least I can do. Oh, and I hope your troll killing goes as planned. I'm gonna go home and take me a bite out of some Roadrunner." So, the troll killers, who were supposed to be the good guys here, helped Wile E. Coyote, known villain, kill and eat the Roadrunner. Okay. Shadow says, "I guess I was wrong. He's the money guy." Silver says, "Fuck you, Shadow." Hulk says, "Okay, everything is set up. The stage and everything is finally builded." Now, see, that dialogue makes sense for the Hulk. He should, like, stick with writing dialogue for the Hulk. Random-ass League of Legends guy says, "Hey, we should let the word go out a bit before having the concert. Let the word spread more." Shadow says, "Ha ha 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 ha." Mr. L, Luigi, says, "Trolls are already on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube talking about it." Mario says, "Yeah, they're tweeting like crazy." Bug says, "Yeah, there's even trolls talking about it on MySpace. I do believe MySpace was dead by 2011, but what do I know?" Oh, hey, we've got a beautifully rendered shadow panel. Yeah, they're back to trying to make it look like markers. Shadow says, "Yeah, I don't think we are gonna need to wait long. The word has reached MySpace, for goodness sake." Oh, I guess that's what they're getting at. Mr. L, Luigi, says, "He's right, Timo. If the word can reach to MySpace, then it's really big." Bug says, "So when are we gonna head to Connert?" League of Legends guy says, "Please tell." Shadow says, "Tomorrow, they will all die." Mario says, "I got a question. How will we kill them all at once?" Mr. L. Luigi says, "Really? How?" Shadow says, "Hulk, you tell them the awesome fucking plan." Oh, God, I love this. I'm going to read the rest of this. Like, maybe not on the podcast, maybe just off mic, but I'm absolutely going to read the rest of this. This is incredible. Hulk says, "Okay, I'll tell them the fucking awesome plan. All the trolls come in ready to troll. The Shadow will come. Then Shadow will come in and say that they're gonna die. Then we will all leave and then blow up the stage and the trolls." That's the best they can come up with. Like, you have brought on some incredibly iconic characters, many of whom have gone on, like, massive adventures, or saved the world, or any number of things, or are considered by, like, D&D stats to be literal gods. And the best they can come up with is the Unabomber. Like, you're literally doing the same shit that the Unabomber did, except he had a better point than you. Like, he's at least arguing against the evils of technology, and you're just like, eh, trolls are bullies. Why do you need a bunch of Why do you need a bunch of characters with superpowers and shit if that's what you're gonna do? Right? But anyway, so Shadow says, ha 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 ha. Meanwhile, we cut to Tails. He's laying on his back, asleep. Knuckles says, Tails, wake up. You fucked up big time. Tails opens his eyes and says, Knuckles. Knuckles says, you know Sonic is out for blood now. He wants all the trolls dead. Tails says,
I know. I should have got you and Shadow to go back me up.
Knuckles says, you know there's only one person that Sonic can go to that could possibly find the trolls for him.
Tails says, you don't mean.
And then Sonic pulls up on Eggman. Says, hello, Eggman. It's been a while. Well, it's been a while. Sonic says,
I need your help. I need to find the trolls so I can destroy them.
Eggman says, why would I help you? What do you have that I want?
Sonic says, all right, let's make a deal. What do you want?
Want that hedgehog dick? No, no. Be amazing if that's where this comic went to. Eggman says, I want all the Chaos Emeralds. Wow, predictable.
Sonic says, fine. I'll get you all of them, but not until all the trolls die.
Then he hands him the blue Chaos Emerald, and he's already holding the orange Chaos Emerald, so now Eggman has two of the seven Chaos.
Now, I'll give you my Emerald so you know I'm not fucking around.
Eggman says, alright, Sonic, we have a deal. Follow me to my lab, and I'll find them trolls. This may take a while. Let me just have this, like, gruesome close-up of Eggman going, and Sonic says,
as long as they die.
We cut over to the Justin Bieber concert, and we actually have a poster of Justin Bieber. Shadow says, tomorrow will be the end of trolls as we know it. Ha 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 ha. This whole stage will be filled. Mario says, we should get some rest and get ready for the moment of all time. So then we cut over, and like, Luigi's already in his sleeping bag. So fans are filing into the stadium. I'm sure they're only going to kill trolls and not, like, actual legitimate Justin Bieber fans, but, you know. But no, we do see a cluster of about five trolls here, maybe six, and one of them says, you guys got your bottles to throw at Bieber? Yo, if there's concert footage of Justin Bieber just getting pelted with beer bottles, like, somebody hook me up with that shit. I kind of need to see that. And League of Legends here says, there's over 1,000 of them. Mario says, let them in so we can get this started.
Bug says, it's almost time to kill them all, Doc.
And Shadow says, yes. God, we got 12 minutes, but we've only got 4 pages left. We can do this. We can do this. So we get this whole row of trolls, because yes, the only people who attend Bieber concerts are trolls. They say, where's Bieber? We cut to the stage, an empty microphone on the stage, Shadow leering from the doorway. He steps out on the stage and says, I'm afraid Bieber isn't coming. He pulls out the remote control and says, now see this in my hand?
Bug says, you like playing games, don't you, Shadow?
Shadow says, I'm gonna blow all of you up, so you're all gonna die. Sorry, I didn't mean to tap the microphone there.
Bugs says, "You hear that? You're all gonna die."
The emo troll! Yo, he's back! He says, "We already know that you plan on killing us. It's been a while, Shadow."
Bugs says, "Who are you? Are you the boss of the trolls?"
He says, "No. Our boss couldn't make it. Sorry, I guess I'll have to do." "Hey, Shadow, you forgot to tell your friends that you was a troll until you decided to leave." Shadow says, "I left because I found out how much I truly hate trolls." Emo says, "Don't even try it. If you do, I will kill your friend right beside me." Mario says, "Who the fuck is that?" They whip the hood off. And Daffy says,
"Hey, Bugs."
Bugs says,
"Daffy?"
But he doesn't open his eyes all the way, so like he's either stoned or he just doesn't give that much of a shit. Shadow says, "You know him? Is he your friend?" Bugs says,
"Well, he's sort of my friend."
Shadow says, "Well, I don't know who he is, and Bugs doesn't really seem to care. So kill him. I don't give a fuck." Daffy's just like, Shadow says, "You know what? I'll fucking kill him."
Bugs says, "No, you can't kill him. I love him."
Shadow says, "Damped."
Bugs says, "When I was getting trolled, he was the only one there for me when I was acting gay. I actually became gay with Daffy."
What the fuck, man? I thought Bugs was red-pilled. The emo troll says, "Who the fuck is that?" Shadow says, "I have no idea." And out comes the man himself, Elmer Fudd. And he says, "I want that wabbit. I want that wabbit." He whips out his shotgun. Shadow pulls his own gun out and says, "Point the gun at them." Elmer Fudd just kind of looks stupid for a panel, and Bugs says,
"He's a moron, Shadow."
Shadow says, "If you help us, I'll get you something better than wabbits." And Elmer Fudd says, "Okay." Shadow says, "The only reason you got Daffy is because someone told you Bugs was in our team. So who tipped you off?" Emo Troll says, "Why don't you ask Luigi?" And Luigi says, "Yes, I told them." And that is the end of chapter 2, man. Whoa. Whoa, Tails Gets Trolled. Yeah, I am absolutely going to read this on my own time. Hold on, I gotta fix the soundproof phone, man. It's driving me crazy. Yeah, I'm absolutely going to read through the rest of this on my own time. This is 100%, like, right up my alley. This is just exactly what I want out of... It's exactly what I want out of, like, webcomics and trolling culture and just, like, shitty webcomic stuff. So, you know, yeah, I love this. So we checked out the store. I am absolutely buying a Cairo NASCAR shirt because that's hilarious. I mean, what do we got here? Extras? Extras are, like, bonus pictures. Cover remakes. Doodles. Shit like that. Trollface sneak peek. There's a character made after Trollface? Let's check that out. Oh, wow. Wow. All the original, like, Trollface reaction images. Like, this predates Soyjack shit. That's amazing. HD bonus pictures and comics. Concept art. or pulls their downloads. Whoa. Uncompressed file downloads. CBZ archive of main series chapters 1 through 22 and a chapter 23 script. Full zip archive. The first 5 pages of chapter 23. All side stories besides TGT polished and extras included. That's crazy. Tails controlled the album? No. I'm downloading that. I'm downloading that right now. Right onto the same hard drive that I put the podcast on. Tails gets trolled the album right now, baby. And there's the YouTube link. And a Troll King 3D model. Wow. Wow, that's fun. Okay, about... Tails Gets Trolled is a webcomic series that originally posted on the site DeviantArt, of course, there it is, beginning October 10th, 2011, with new pages being uploaded on TailsGetsTrolled.org since November of 2019. It features alternate versions of characters from several different media properties alongside original characters in an absurdist story featuring multiple intricate plot lines going on at once. The comic did not pick up much interest until the website Something Awful discovered and began posting about the series in 2012, which put it into the internet's spotlight. Heaps of fan content was made about the work, and a community was eventually formed with many curious eyes watching the comic story unfold over the years. It is known for its distinctive art style and humor, which led to many scenes from the comic becoming internet memes. Here are some you may have seen before. Okay, so here's the seatbelt thing. I forgot that this was a meme. It's Tom from Tom and Jerry saying, "Did you know that even with seatbelts, people die all the time in car crashes?" I thought that was interesting. And of course, we've seen the coaster thing. We've seen the high shovel thing. Of course, the Tom face, the Tails face, the Tails wake up, you fucked up big time, Knuckles thing. I do remember that being a meme. The Kermit thing I've never seen before. I would remember that because I'm a Kermit nut, but yeah. Kermit saying, "Have you ever been bitch slapped for lack of listening? Lack of doing what you're told? 'Cause I'm not far from slapping you. Did you see what I just did wrong there?" So they got a lot of, like... They got a lot of, like, user or reader reviews from Tails Gets Trolled. We got a warning about how it's not age-appropriate. Now, maybe this will tell us about how ironic it is. Oh, hey, Tails Gets Trolled fan projects are totally allowed. I may have to do something with that. They do have a quote from Laserbot saying, "Truth is, there's a lot of portrayals of toxic and dysfunctional behaviors in Tails Gets Trolled. One of the main aspects of Tails Gets Trolled is showing those ways of life are destructive to others and the people living that way. Usually there are negative consequences for their self-destructive nature." Here we go. Was Tails Gets Trolled always meant to be what it is today? Was it an outlet for the author's anger at being bullied? Laserbot himself was not aware of what trolling was until his friend got trolled on DeviantArt, which inspired the creation of Tails Gets Trolled. The series was initially intended to just be some quick doodles about how different people would react to being trolled depending on their personality, with Tails feeling sadness, Sonic feeling sympathy, and Shadow feeling contempt. It was not until a DeviantArt commenter suggested that Dark Sonic should kill the trolls in retaliation that Laserbot decided to make it an ongoing story. So there you go. So the guy had never even heard of trolling at first. So at first... At first, it was unironic, and it just became ironic over time. Wow. What is the reason for the non-standard spelling, capitalization, punctuation, and grammar? Is it because he was a kid from a non-English-speaking country? It says, Laserbot was homeschooled at his upbringing, which he says played a role in his difficulty with grammar, and is shown in the early chapters of Tales Gets Trolled especially. He was 19 years old when the series began in 2011, and is from the United States. Now that's interesting, because, as some people may know, I was homeschooled, and grammar was always one of my strong suits. I feel like, you know, I've got blind spots in certain areas as a result of homeschooling. Like, I think I do okay with math up until, like, really basic algebra shit, and when it gets into anything more complicated than, like, algebra 2, then that's out of my wheelhouse. But it's like, you know, science I do okay with. History, I know history really well in areas that interest me, but, you know, general history, not great at, but when it comes to something that's like, oh, I find this culture, this time period really interesting, then I know it super well. But reading and grammar was always something, even before I was homeschooled, that I was always kind of ahead of the curve on. And, so it's really interesting to me that he would blame homeschooling on that, but, you know, he's also a very different person, so, you know, that's fine. Okay. Is Laserbot mentally ill, autistic, a lolcow, etc.? The answer is no. And it is not considered a fanfiction, apparently. It is a crossover of characters from a multitude of media franchises, not just Sonic. It's not really specified based on any single one of them. It could be accurate to say it's an original work that simply uses already existing characters, oftentimes with wildly different personalities in their original incarnations, as a template to form a new story. And this is probably important. The only similarities between Tails Gets Trolled and Sonichu are that they both feature Sonic characters and crappy art. Even then, their art styles look nothing alike. For one thing, Tails Gets Trolled is drawn digitally, while Sonichu consists of scanned physical drawings, and that's just the tip of the iceberg concerning their differences. Now, I will say, for the sake of this FAQ, I don't need to be told that. Like, I could have gone way above and beyond just that in differentiating the two. I very much so understand, like, what goes into the creation of a page like Tails Gets Trolled, and I very much understand Chris Shane's creative process. I'm probably one of very, very few people who have watched videos of Chris Chan drawing. Like, I know what Chris Chan's creative process is like, and I know enough about digital art to know what the Tails Gets Trolled creative process is like. Like, I could recreate that pretty easily. So I get that. Oh, this is also pretty interesting. More importantly, Tails Gets Trolled is a standalone story independent of its creator, while Sonichu requires some knowledge of Chris's actual life to understand how the comic came to be, or the purpose of some characters. You do not need to know a thing about Laserbot to understand or enjoy Tails Gets Trolled, barring the occasional joke. Additionally, Laserbot did not know about Chris Chan or Sonichu until people started comparing them to Tails Gets Trolled. So yeah, there you go. Well, that was the first two chapters of Tails Gets Trolled. I thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly like this. I am absolutely 100%, 100% going to read more of this off mic. I can't promise that there will be more episodes of the podcast on this, but it is absolutely something that, like, I intend on reading more of. You should read more of. This is pretty great. We got dogs barking in the background. God damn it. Scrap the whole recording. Gotta start over from scratch. No. It is pushing 1 o'clock. I am literally dying. I'm extremely tired. So yeah, that's crazy, 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 crazy. So I think that what happened was, you know, as a very naive 19-year-old homeschooler, that, you know, he started this off as just kind of like a tongue-in-cheek thing of like, oh, I guess this is how people would react to getting trolled. And, you know, I think the shadow thing was kind of wish fulfillment, but very quickly it became a thing of like, oh, well, I'm just gonna, like, really lean into the crazy and, you know, do that he did. So I think up to a certain point, it became ironic, and, it's extremely entertaining. Like, the stylistics suck, the writing, it's just, you know, it is a very different experience from Chris Chan because,
it is self-aware. It is not anywhere near as perverted or disturbing. But, it's an extremely, extremely different experience. But there's definitely more meme reaction potential. There's, like, more meme potential to these pages than I ever would have thought possible. I thought people had already just cherry-picked the only good ones. But nah. This is a wild, wild experience. And, you know, hey, I got a whole new music album to listen to on my drive to work. So, you know, no complaints here. So yes, that was Tales Gets Trolled, chapters 1 and 2. You know, there's 24 other chapters, so, you know, folks, you gotta check it out. You know, definitely give it a read. If my raw reaction to this was any indication, maybe you'll enjoy it. That said, I know I wasn't super, super funny on this one. This was mostly just me reading and laughing at the existing content. Definitely not my strongest effort, but, you know... What can I say? Sometimes I just need to be able to, like, shut my brain down and do something a little bit easy. So, yeah. Definitely check out Tales Gets Trolled. Just go to talesgetstrolled.org, and you're all set. You're in for a treat. It is the most unhinged comic by far. It's certainly, you know, not visually good. But if you keep in mind that the art is that the art and writing is very intentional, it's quite an enjoyable experience. So I liked it quite a lot. I'm not gonna say that this had the same impact on me as something like Mike and Melissa or Sonichu, but you know, it also came at me at a very late point in life. So, but yeah. Yeah, definitely check out the rest of it. In the meantime, I am Akomi. Be sure to check out some of these other episodes. I've been doing a lot of solo episodes lately, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm sure Zerk will be back eventually. And, yeah. All right. Well, hope you guys have a fantastic day, night, whenever you're listening to this. And till the next episode, I will catch you guys later.
All right there, folks, that was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give them a hand.